And welcome into another episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Thanks for joining us here today. Well, Rabobank released its first quarterly dairy report for 2024. Lucas Fees, a senior dairy analyst for Rabo AgriFinance, says he's cautiously optimistic when describing the U.S. dairy industry.
We've seen now 7 consecutive months of lower milk production, so we're a little bit tighter from the supply side of things. The issue that we're seeing is that this weaker supply is being met by weaker demand as well. So lower milk output, less volume, it's not necessarily creating a overwhelmingly bullish price response like we normally would expect in times of tighter production.
He says the dairy industry is showing a little bit of price recovery.
I do think that because we're tighter on milk supply domestically, and then we're also lower on a global basis, end users are aware of this, and we've seen very slight price recovery in recent weeks. Kind of our theme in this report and looking ahead towards prices this year is one of slow but steady milk price improvement. I don't think we're going back to the, in some cases, record high prices of 2022, but overall, we should see a little bit better margins from a farmer perspective this year than we saw in a challenging 2023.
Dairy exports backed off in 2023 after a fantastic 2022.
We saw exports, especially to a lot of our key trading partners in Southeast Asia or even up into East Asia or China, kind of struggle throughout 2023, not only from purchasing U.S. product, but basically on a global level overall. Granted, that was against a record high 2022, but the backtracking did negatively impact prices a little bit throughout 23.
And Fee says it's a good news, bad news situation in dairy.
Domestically, too, it kind of depends on the product overall. We've seen pretty strong butter demand, which has kept the butter price firmly elevated of late. But cheese has been more of an issue. And of course, that drives that class 3 milk price that farmers focus on so much. When I look at the cheese market, we have pretty abundant supply overall. Milk, even though it's down some in the U.S., will continue to flow to cheese plants first. So there's really no negative impact on cheese production because of this tighter milk supply. But on the demand side too, when I talk to clients, when I look at some of the data, it's been a pretty challenging start to the year from a demand perspective.
Again, that's Lucas Fees with Rabo AgriFinance. Well, AM radio is a critical tool for rural America, according to National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue. Speaking at the NFU annual convention here this week, LaRue says automakers shouldn't limit access to information.
In terms of like emergency information and getting the word out, obviously that is a key part of making sure that everyone continues to have access to good information, including AM radio. So the idea of placing restrictions on that really cuts to the core of one of the themes here at the convention today, and that is if we are going to continue to have a strong democracy and continue to make sure that folks can stay informed and make sure that we have good information out there, that requires good access to information, good access to all sources, regardless of where you're at, particularly in rural America. That is critically important in a disaster, but also all times, and so AM radio access continues to be a hot issue.
LaRue says it's also a concern of quality of life in rural America.
That's just right. There are so many things that we can point to, whether it's access to broadband, right, or whether it's access to adequate healthcare facilities and so forth. You know, rural America kind of takes it on the chin in so many different ways, limiting access to information to actually help them in their communities and with their livelihoods on the farms is just really going the absolute wrong direction. We will continue to fight.
And NFU held its 122nd anniversary convention in Scottsdale, Arizona here this week. Well, USDA's final product of the USA rule will allow farmers to label meat, poultry, and egg products when they are born, raised, and processed in the United States. R.J. Laher, American Farm Bureau Federation Government Affairs Director, explains.
USDA, on March 11th, released a final rule on voluntary labeling for product of the USA or made in the USA. Essentially, this rule allows for processors that are working with FSIS inspected products to put a voluntary made in the USA label or product of the USA label if they can meet all of the claims that it is a product of the USA for meat, poultry, and egg products.
Laher says Farm Bureau supports the new rule by USDA.
We believe that this final rule provides a maximum amount of flexibility to our members, but also to those small and mid-sized processors with whom they do business with every day. This allows our members to extract any premium that may come along with that voluntary product of the USA label that consumers demand.
Businesses seeking to utilize the voluntary labeling must comply with the rule by January 1st of 2026. Laher says this effort is different from country of origin labeling.
Country of origin labeling is administered by the Agriculture Marketing Service, and this rule, which is strictly voluntary, being administered by the Food Safety Inspection Service.
And again, that's American Farm Bureau Federation Government Affairs Director R.J. Laher. Well, following the 2024 World Championship Cheese Contest in Madison, Wisconsin last week, what happens to those three semi-loads of cheese? Well, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association is giving most of it back to the community. Executive Director John Umhafer explains.
So we've got three truckloads of cheese here at the World Championship Cheese Contest, and it goes a lot of different directions. The largest direction is donation. And that's going to Second Harvest here in Madison and serving South Central Wisconsin. And that's everything from the mild cheddars to the string cheeses, many of our classes, the butters, all heading to help out folks in the area. And then we have buyers at various cheese stores around the state that are buying up cheese. But most importantly, a lot of it goes to our own event. We have an industry event in April, and we auction off the gold medalists to support this event, to bring people in for this event.
For the donations, Umhafer says, often resembles retail cheese.
Well, we're lucky. We're fortunate that the food bank here in Madison has a license to, a food grade license to cut and package cheese. So they're able to take a 40-pound block of cheddar and make it into nice 1-pound pieces for folks. They also like to get those retail packages. We get a lot of retail packages, just like you'd see at a grocery store. It's being judged here. So those are coming in. We'll get a big box of string cheese. The judges will eat one piece of string cheese, and all the rest then can be gone for donation, already packaged and sealed up, just like you'd see it at the store.
Donating to the food banks also allows those who utilize the food bank to experience new cheeses.
I think one of the great things about having an event in the city now for decades, really, is the opportunity to form these partnerships. And I know that they really enjoy this. This is a special onslaught of cheese that they get, but it's a great chance for the families to come in and see cheeses and try things that they don't usually receive. And it's right there for them to take. And so they're maybe having their first bite of Baby Swiss or something from Europe.
And as for the auction, Umhafer says the cheeses can fetch a high price as well. Again, that's comments with John Umhafer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.